Fighters trying to install Ivory Coast's democratically elected president are descending on its largest city and seat of power, poised for a final push to unseat the entrenched ruler. Chris Altieri reports.
Fighters loyal to the man who is internationally recognized as the legitimate victor in Ivory Coast's recent presidential election, Alassane Ouattara, attacked the residence of incumbent Laurent Gbagbo in Abidjan early this morning and seized control of Ivory Coast's state television. Loyalists of the internationally recognized president entered the city on Thursday after a swift offensive south aimed at ousting Gbagbo, who has refused to cede power since a November 28th election that UN-certified results show he lost. Nearly 500 people have died and more than a million have been displaced by political violence. Some 10,000 people have taken refuge in a Catholic church in the city of Douekwe, which has been engulfed in fighting.
Well, the situation is unfolding.
Hamadoun Touré, spokesman of the UN mission in Ivory Coast, says troops have been sent to protect the church.
Cities have been falling to the Republican forces. It has been very rapid. It seems to be smoother than expected. And we are following it up very closely. On Onusi's side, we sent a patrol to provide security for the Catholic Church in Douekwe, where thousands of people have found refuge.
During his weekly general audience on Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI announced that he would send Cardinal Peter Turkson, the president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, to the Ivory Coast to express his solidarity and that of the Universal Church to victims of conflict and to promote reconciliation and peace. I'm Chris Altieri.